And welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. Cold enough for you, Mayor?
Well, if anyone has any trouble waking up in the morning, just pop your head out the door this morning or open the window. No trouble.
I feel bad for the dogs and the dog walkers.
That's true. Yeah. Even though you see the dedicated smokers outside of buildings on a day like this, is it worth it?
Yes, that is a dedication for sure.
I guess so.
How did the city cope with the dusting to an inch of snow that we got?
those are the killers, because you get all your forecasts, you prepare for the dusting to an inch, and the salt operation, you break it up into routes, and then it kept coming and coming, and they kept upping it. So then you got to bring in more equipment. It extends the whole day out, and you use a lot more salt. So it's an expensive storm, even though it's not a lot of snow.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, winter in New England, right?
That's right. I know it was, 50-something Saturday and going on Sunday. So
yeah.
There it goes.
And then 60 coming up on Thursday, so.
We'll take it. I won't complain about that one.
That's pipe bursting weather, unfortunately.
Yes, and pothole bursting weather as well.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm sure the cold patching is underway, I'm guessing.
Well, actually, we've been using the hot mix. We had three crews in Saturday. One of the plants opened up for us, and that was the hot mix goes so much further.
Yes, and it's
much better to use.
Lasts a lot longer too. Sure.
Correct. Yep.
Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the big announcement yesterday from the MBTA regarding their new bus maintenance facility at the old Lowe's store?
Oh, sure. And I was there with wearing two hats, Joe. One is the Mayor of Quincy, of course, and the other on the board of directors of the MBTA. And this has been talked about for some time, but the physical groundbreaking now of that site to create the first in the Commonwealth, I think it's going to hold about 120 buses. The entire electric fleet for this area will be housed out of there, which means no more diesel fumes spewing into the air, much cleaner, obviously, for the city and for the entire region once they get moving with the entire system. And this is made possible really by the federal infrastructure monies that were passed related to transportation. So we had, Senator Warren and Congressman Lynch there, of course the governor, lieutenant governor, Speaker Mariana, Representative Chan, and of course the MassDOT and MBTA teams are there as well. And it's a great day. I mean, it's a great day for the environment, but it's also those people that use the MBTA, the buses. They'll be beautiful, new, clean, comfortable buses for the use as well. So good stuff.
Now, that'll replace the existing garage on Hancock Street, and I know that you had expressed an interest in that property. Is that still in the works?
It is still in the works. Yeah, that garage is over 100 years old. They could not have put the buses there because the garage is too small, undersized, antiquated, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I wasn't thrilled we lost a retail site for the property taxes, but, in my discussions with the management at the T at the time, I said, look, I won't fight you on that, but, the city's interested in the site on Hancock Street to really make it part of Marymount Park and use it for athletic and perhaps after-school type of thing. So was that still in discussions? And we're working on that as we speak.
Now, will the also the new development incorporate that neighborhood to make it friendly to those folks who live around there?
Yeah, I mean, once the footprint for Lowe's was done, all those mitigation things were done with fencing and screening and parks and all the accesses off of Bergen. So it really has no effect on the properties behind them. The operation changes a bit, but the buses, I think pretty much all of them are housed inside the facility. And they're electric, so there shouldn't be any noise,
right.
Certainly any pollution from the site. So actually it may be an improvement for the neighbors.
All right, and the scheduled completion now late 2024, is that right?
That's what they're saying, yes. Yeah. Let's hope it's sooner, but that's the timeline right now.
Sure. Another big project hopefully coming up, I'm sure, Mayor, that you hope will happen is the expansion of the Pine Hill Cemetery.
Yes, that's actually been in the works for a long time, Joe. And you can go back to the 1960s when the land was purchased from the state for the purpose of a cemetery. And when you have a cemetery, you build it out a section at a time, because as you bring money in for sale of lots, you have the money then, the cash to do the actual construction work. So if they had built the entire cemetery out back then, the entire acreage would have been used. But what happened is over the years, the environmental laws, protection for snake habitat came into play, and so the number of graves up there are far less than what had been anticipated. So having said that, we've done some engineering. We got the approval from the state. We're giving back X amount of acreage for the snakes, believe it or not, and we're going to create about 4,000 to 5,000 graves up there, which should carry the city's needs for many years.
What is the next step now in that process?
Well, it's gone through the bidding process as we speak. The engineering work is done. Design work is pretty much done. So my guess is we'll be under construction this summer. And, you know, it's not a complicated project. It's land work and earth moving. And then the decision has been made by the cemetery department that we're going to install the boxes. So in other words, when you go to open up a grave, the concrete vaults will already be in the grave.
Oh.
So they lift the lids, put the casket down, and then close the lid, okay, rather than digging the whole grave up. It makes it far more efficient for the operation and far less messy over time when you're digging up all the grass and trying to get the grass to grow back, and it settles and so forth. So it's a different approach from what we're used to doing, but I think it's the right way to go.
Now, the information I have is creating more than 13,000 new spaces.
Well, that's when you double it up. So if you get you got the double, you know, up and down for a grave. So a single grave is really for two.
Yep.
So when you add that in, and then you add the cremation niches in, yeah, you get up in that range. That's correct.
Okay. I know a lot of folks are already expressing interest in purchasing pre-sales. When do you think that'll begin?
We want to get it largely done because, if you purchase the grave ahead of time and all of a sudden you need it, and the project isn't finished, that could be complicated.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to put a whole marketing package together for that. This is the first time we'll have pre-sale in a long, long time.
Sure.
And we'll monitor to see how that goes. And if it gets too aggressive, we may close it off a little bit to keep for some at-need graves. Some people just don't plan ahead. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all going to die. No one likes to talk about it. And then there are those that like to do the pre-planning and get it all squared away so their loved ones don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So in any case, it's going to be a real good addition. And we're also going to do some embellishments to the cemetery. To some degree, Pine Hill, in my opinion, has been kind of the four-step sister to Mount Wollaston.
Mm.
But once we get it finished up there, there's going to be some new beautiful features, a water feature, a new road, a lot more trees planted. The veteran section is going to have some nice things done to it as well. So I think it's going to have a different feel to it when we're finished,
okay,
in a good way.
Any idea about cost right now for a plot?
I don't know it off the top of my head. Dave Murphy can help you with that one.
Okay. Very good. Also, Mayor, can we talk a little bit about the two cyber attacks on the city of Quincy? One, the ransomware just earlier this month, and then the retirement board infiltration about a year ago.
Yeah, that one was what they call a phishing scam.
Mm-hmm.
They get through an email, and that's how they work that. But, you know, that's still under investigation as well as negotiation because, quite frankly, that shouldn't happen with the process in place, the protocols in place. That should not have happened. So I don't believe the retirement system's going to end up eating that one. I think a third party vendor is probably going to be involved in making that whole.
Hmm.
I mean, again, it's a reminder of the times we live. I mean, this technology is terrific, but it also is used by the criminals, and we get to constantly stay on this to stay a step ahead of them. So that one, it'll work itself through, and PIRAC, which oversees the retirement board, the state agency, they're very much involved. So we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to let people know if you have a pension, don't worry. It's well protected. This was a one-and-out thing that shouldn't have happened because the protocols were violated. The second piece, as you know, we've talked a lot about the city side, the ransomware one. The IT, Brian Glavin, his team, and the outside companies we used did a remarkable job pulling that, shutting the system down immediately and making the adjustments needed so that nothing was lost. And still going through it, actually, piece by piece, but it's coming along. It's coming along, and it's not the kind of potential damage we thought they could have been.
It doesn't sound like anything was kind of held hostage for ransom. Is that right?
I think we got to it in time, Joe.
Okay. Yep.
And then, you know, going through literally every aspect of our systems, we can find out what they accessed, what they didn't. It appears that there was no breach of data, personal data.
Mm-hmm.
There was some in the treasurer's office, some or accounts that were looked at, but there was nothing missing. So obviously the IT and the departments made quick adjustments, changing things, changing codes, changing passwords. I think we beat it, but they're still going through the system.
I see.
You got to literally wash the whole system, you know.
With the retirement phishing scam, questions were raised about why that was not brought to the public's attention sooner.
Well, that's a decision the retirement board made based on their discussions with the investigators. They didn't think it was necessary at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's a little semi-public. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's run separate entity. It answers to a state agency, so it's not something that the city, as far as the mayor's office, would have released. You know, when the Peer Act finally went public with it, is when I went public with it. The retirement board themselves have opted not to speak about it until the entire thing is resolved. And I don't necessarily agree with that approach, but
yeah,
that's the approach they took.
I know the Attorney General's office is investigating that as a criminal aspect as well. See what that comes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever did this, absolutely. It should be, if they're found, they should absolutely be prosecuted.
Mayor, I know you're pushed for time, but can I just ask you briefly about the Fox Rock development? Has been approved now by the Quincy Planning Board. Where does it go from here?
Well, we expect that they will be in the ground digging foundations probably by June.
Okay.
So that's extremely exciting. I'm been waiting a long time for this. As we know, we dedicated the bridge and the roads, and now the actual development pieces start to come together. And that's, people realize why the bridge and the roads were built as they were. It creates the new paths for development, which we will now start to see. So, good stuff.
Will this need?
I like to use that term.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Will this need reapproval by the council, or is the current LDA?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think the current LDA covers it. We'll continue to monitor if there's any changes, but no, I think it's well covered.
Mayor, stay warm.
You too, Joe. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good to talk to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.